Hello again, Mr. Stephen Hackett
Hello, Mr. Patrick Roan.
of 512pixels.net. Why dot net? Why is it a dot net? Why not dot com?
The .net is what's hip in our corner of the internet.
Oh,
I've got
huh,
the dot com, but
is what the nerds prefer.
the nerds prefer .net, and so
Really?
I rolled with it.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, no shame in that game. I'm just wondering. I'm not hating, just congratulating. So, have you, speaking of nerdy stuff that nerds prefer, have you upgraded to that new Apple OS called Mountain Lion?
I have indeed.
Yeah. A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, it seems I mean, Apple's released some numbers and some statements, but it seems like it's going a lot faster than previous versions of OS X.
Yeah. I wonder what that is. I mean, is it the price point? Is it that $20 price point? Is it because people are that deep in the Kool-Aid? What is it?
And I think it's definitely both of those things. And, I think people perceive
Compelling
it as a,
features?
yeah, I think people perceive it as a less, it's a smaller update than previous versions, so maybe they perceive it as safer to go to early on.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't rewrite Finder, it's safer to upgrade on day one.
Or my favorite, the traditional every OS version complete re-architecting of the printing,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
which they were big fans of through at least 10.6. You know,
It's like, oh, we're going to
there's
add
probably
cups, or we're going to take it away, or we're going to blow it up.
yep. Yep, or we're just going to completely rip it all out and rewrite it from the ground up and expect driver manufacturers to just follow along, which they never do. But yeah, I haven't upgraded yet, you know, and I'm a nerd,
Yeah,
but
you get paid to be a nerd at
I
that.
get paid. Yeah. Like people pay me money. Like, you know, and I even have clients who have asked me, like, you know, what should I upgrade? I mean, what, you know, and my response to them was, well, that really depends. You know what, you know, here's some of the key features and things like that. Are any of these things like compelling to you? Because if so, well, then they're worth the $20. And if not, well, there's no immediate need, and I guess that's my take on it. There's nothing right now in Mountain Lion that seems compelling enough for me that says, for lack of a, you know, better term, you know, yes, I want this, and I'm paying $20 just so I can get this.
Right. What came to mind for me automatically, and even though the price point was very different, was Time Machine and Leopard. And Leopard had its issues, like most big OS X updates. But I remember Time Machine being one of those things where I think that was very compelling for a lot of people. You know, like, oh, I can do backups easily. I don't have to, you
Yeah.
know, I or I can start backing up now.
Yeah.
Honestly, and you know, there, I agree with you. There's nothing in 10.8 that's Is that sort of showstopper for me?
Yeah. Well, and I think that, for lack of a better term, Lion right now has been enough for me and continues to be enough for me. It's plenty fine for what I'm doing and has been generally rock solid for me. I don't know how that is for other people, but for me, I haven't had really any issues. It's fast and it just plain runs, and it runs well on my MacBook Air. And you know, it seems like all of the things with Mountain Lion either kind of require 10.6, I'm sorry, iOS 6 to be really compelling, like notes and reminders and things like that. Like those things won't even like really be compelling
Yeah. The big one I think is Notes. You know, I've got iOS 6 running on one device and iOS 5 running on another. And the Notes, so we should maybe back up a little bit. In Mountain Lion, Apple added a Notes application and Reminders, just like the iOS. I mean, they even look like the iOS counterparts.
Yeah.
And Notes on the Mac and in iOS 6, you can add photos, you can add rich text, all these things. The iOS 5, which the, you know, the vast majority of people are on because that's the public release, just doesn't support. And so there's kind of like this half-baked, it's kind of like a half step in between things. It's sort of awkward, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and it seems to me that, like, well, and like, how about the mail features, like that whole, the whole VIP thing,
right?
In mail, like that, they have that in Mountain Lion too, right?
I believe so, but that's an iOS 6 feature,
right? Exactly. Not 5. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah. Right. That like all of that stuff. Once again, waiting for iOS 6. Before any of that becomes even partway compelling, right? And so, what that leaves me with is, I don't know, Notification Center, woo-hoo, which is the first thing I'm going to look to turn off.
Yeah, I've got nothing going on in Notification Center.
I don't need to be, I mean, if it were some sort of like, you know, slide down when you need it sort of thing, like, you know, like on iOS, that might be a reason to keep it on. But if I got this thing dinging, beeping and stuff like that and have to worry about every app I install from the Mac App Store now, you know, tied into this notification thing that's now like going to have that crap on, by, excuse my language, by default.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely intrusive. Sharp. And I was never a Growl user, you know, so I think people who like Growl and like that sort of thing, I think Notification Center is great. But for me, like you, it's just like, this is just one more thing that's trying to grab my attention that doesn't necessarily need it. I will get to my mail when I get to my mail. I don't need 19 things buzzing at once.
Yeah. No, I completely agree.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to me. I think the big picture with Mountain Lion is not even the OS itself, but is iCloud, right? Apple is tying all these things together with iCloud, and it's kind of getting to a point where if you don't buy into that vision, then there's a lot of the OS that's not useful for you. Like, I don't use Notes, I don't use Reminders hardly ever, I don't, you know, use these things. And so it's just cruft that's on my system that, you know, it's like all the built-in apps that Apple ships on the iPhone that you stuff into a folder and never see again. It's like now I have that kind of stuff on my Mac, so I have another folder of things that I'm not going to ever use.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm not hating on them for kind of bringing this stuff back to the Mac, as it were, and I'm sure it will be compelling for a lot of folks, but. For me, as it stands right now, what I have is enough. And I think so often, you know, these things come out and everyone rushes out to go download it just because it's new and shiny without even really stopping to think about, will this really improve my experience that much more? You know, do I have to do this? I mean, a lot of times we're told, well, you know, it's a good thing to keep things up to date because it's not just features. They actually fix a lot of bugs and a lot of security updates. And then, like, when they come out with, like, new security problems, they don't necessarily always patch the older iOS. And so that's the reason why it's always good to keep your OS up to date. Sure. Yes. When that time comes, I might upgrade to Mountain Lion.
Yeah. And the reality is Apple historically has been pretty good at keeping old OSs, you know, patched, right? Like they have a security update for 10.6. It comes out for 10.5, you know, and that's an old example. But that's not as big of a worry for me with the Mac as it is if I were a Windows user.
Yeah.
Of course, they supported XP for like 30 years, so maybe that's a bad example there too.
I don't think they had a choice because no one upgraded.
Right. But, you know, but where I think Apple, where I do disagree with the company is, especially when it comes to OS updates, is new hardware. You know, they release new Macs and new OS, and so if I go out and buy a MacBook Air now,
oh yeah,
you I get can't, Mountain Lion. I cannot. I cannot. It will not run Lion. Period.
Yeah, they don't let you. They physically block that kind of downgrading, as it were.
Yeah.
On the board, there's nothing you can do.
Which
right.
It's kind of uncool.
Very uncool. This is one of the things I've really disliked, and they've done this for years. I mean, it's not like this is a new problem, right? I mean, the original iMac, the original iMac came out with 8.6. By Rev B, it was 9 only, and you could not downgrade to 8.6.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they've done this since for years and years and years. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating, right?
Yeah, and it catches like some people, like professionals who are doing audio or video. You know, even like what we're doing at work with audio and video. Like I have to time my purchases, so I'm not stuck on OS that's 3 weeks old, and none of my outboard hardware, none of my cards or anything like that support it yet.
So, right.
If you're an edge case like that, you've got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of kicking myself right now for not buying so I have a server at home, a Lomac Mini server that I run Mac OS X server on. It is still running Leopard server, not Snow Leopard server, Leopard server, right?
Well, that's okay. Snow Leopard server is the last good version of server.
Well, there you go, right? And that's the issue, right? Is that with Lion server, things demonstrably changed.
Yeah.
I mean, like, huge change and huge removals of functionality. Mm-hmm. Or in the cases when they didn't remove it, they just removed any sort of GUI access to it. You can still get to it. It's still there. It's still at the command line. But try to do any of that stuff in the GUI, there's just no tools there for it because they removed those tools, right?
Right.
It's just like a huge change. And I'm still kicking myself. And if you have a line, Stephen, you let me know. I want a newer, one of the newer Mac Mini styles, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of flatter style.
Yeah.
But I think they had like one quick moment where those were running Snow Leopard.
Mm-hmm. And they had, they had CD drives too for a while. I think it's the same model. And then they got rid of the Super Drive real quick.
Yeah. Or they got rid of the drive. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. No, I mean, I run a NetServ at work and, we bought it, after Apple announced that they were going to go away because I didn't want to stick a Mac Pro in a rack. And, you know, it's one of those things where it came with Snow Leopard server and we put Lion server on and I'm going to go back because I need that functionality. And that, mm-hmm. and let me tell you, that does not get any better in 10.8. Server continues to have its teeth pulled out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, server is just quote unquote an app to them now, right? It's basically, an app for GUI access to some of the stuff that's built into Mountain Lion anyway,
mm-hmm.
but only available via the terminal in client. Am I incorrect about that?
Yeah, that's accurate. It makes me sad.
But once again, you know, here's a case where, you know, I have this several year old Mac Mini server running the same OS and have seen, and it's bulletproof, right? It just sits there and runs all day, every day, and has been doing so now for, 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two and a half, something like that, right? I mean, it's been sitting there running all day, every day, you know, uptime, you know, probably 99%, and the other 1% is not due to any fault of its own, but due to, you know, a power outage at the house or something like that, right? You know? I mean, and no compelling reason to upgrade it. Just because something comes out and is new and shiny and has all the bells and whistles that that it does not necessarily mean that you need to run out and upgrade. That, like with anything else, one should be mindful and purposeful about the reasons why they're making that choice. Not to say, I want to go on record and make it very clear, I'm not saying people shouldn't update. What I'm saying is people should update when and if it seems it is right for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But there's nothing that says that any OS, I don't care how much, there's nothing that says that you have to upgrade.
Unless you don't want to be cool.
No. Right. I was going to say, unless you run out and buy a new machine, at which point you don't get a choice.
Yeah. The choice is made for you at that point.
The choice is made for you at that point. But,
Yeah. And it was admittedly weird for me this time. I reviewed it and, I've been, been running the developer previews and that's very unusual for me. I'm usually one of those nerds who's like, let me let everybody else have the problems. And mm-hmm. when things seem to be ironed out, I'll do it. So a little bit different for me this time. And like you said, we're not saying don't upgrade to it. It's a fine release, but make sure you're doing it for reasons that are good, because ultimately, with in all sort of nerdy stuff like this, there is risk involved and you need to understand that. And if you're just doing it because it's new and shiny and you don't consider the risk or don't consider why you're doing it, that maybe it's not the best decision,
Yeah. And of course, backup before you do this kind of update to your machine. Not to say that there's been any problems reported or anything like that, but there's always something. There's always something that could happen, and you should be backing up anyway. And you want to make a nice, full, complete backup before you do any sort of major change to your system. Or if you're like me, every single night.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, at this day and age, we were talking about Time Machine a second ago. Even if you just do Time Machine, which is a fine service, even if you just do Time Machine, do it. Do something. Because really, it's. I mean, I know you've got customers and, I do a little consulting on the side and you and I have both had that experience of giving people that bad news. And this day and age, there's no reason to be in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it happens for me at least, I'd say, once every couple of weeks. About once every couple of weeks. Not necessarily always one of my clients, but a lot of times it is. Someone contacting me for the first time or, a friend of a friend or something like that, getting in touch with me and saying, my machine is doing this or making this sound or whatever, what does that mean? And I'm just like, I'd have to take a look just to be sure, but from what you're describing, it sounds like your hard drive is dead. Do you have a backup? And far too often, that answer is no. Yeah. And they are frantic. And they're like, what does that mean? How do I get that fixed? You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but it will be very, very expensive. So practically, you can't. how much? How much? Well, it just so happens that here in town, we actually have one of the handful, and I literally mean that, you can count them on one hand, of places in the world that do that kind of data recovery for consumers. And then we actually happen to have one here in town. It's Kroll OnTrack out in Eagan, and they would be happy to take a look at it for you. They will diagnose it for $150, tell you, give you a list of the data that they'd be able to pull off the drive if they are, successful or, that they plan to pull off. And then they will charge you somewhere between $1,500 and $3,000 to do that for you.
It's unfortunate.
But the kind of equipment and skill, and you know, those bunny suits are awfully expensive too. You know, and the kind of infrastructure and environment to do it, because you need an absolute clean room to do it. You need the equipment to be able to do it, and all of that stuff is extremely expensive, and it requires a special kind of availability and access to the workforce to support that. And so, that's why there's so few places that do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they can get away with charging so much money to do it, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So bottom line is, folks, this is just an addendum to our mountain lion conversation. Back up. If you aren't sure if your backup is recent, back up right now, right this second.
Do it.
Hang up this podcast. Go back up right now.
we'll even make it easy for you. We'll wrap up right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right, folks, go back up. And Stephen, you and I will chat later after our next backups.
Sounds good.
All right. Take it easy, friend.
See ya.
Cheers.